So grab your worksheet, Business Boundaries Breakthrough Process, and let's go ahead and break through. So close your eyes, connect with your heart. Breathing in and out through your heart. Really make that deep connection with your heart, going right down into the very center of your heart. And then letting your awareness expand out into the field of the heart. If it's helpful, imagine that pebble dropping into the pond of your heart and watching the ripples. Another deep full breath. And telling yourself the truth. What is the pattern at play that's keeping you from having healthy boundaries in your business? What's the pattern at play? If you just really tell yourself the truth, what's going on? It's okay if you're not super articulate about it right now, but just step back, really pull back and look at the pattern. What's that pattern at play that's keeping you from having healthy boundaries? We'll find out what the belief is in just a moment. But what's the pattern? What does it look like? What do you keep doing over and over again, even though you tell yourself you're not going to, or you just haven't been aware that it's even going on? It could be just living in the gray zone. It could be putting other people's wants, needs, and desires before yours. It could be living in a pattern of lack. What's the pattern you have going on that's keeping you from having your healthy boundaries? And just write that down. Don't worry about being super articulate about it. Just get it down. And take another deep full breath. And again, just telling yourself the truth. What's the belief? What's the belief that's driving this pattern? What are you believing? Are you believing you have to take any customer that comes because, your ideal clients aren't around or you don't have a way to reach them? Or you just have a belief of, that you're not worthy, or maybe you have a fear of success. Maybe you have a belief that, people won't love you if you reject them, or you'll feel rejected if you say no. What's the belief going on behind this pattern? The belief is like the driver of the bus. What's that ticker tape going through your mind? Feel free to share what's coming up for you. What's the belief? First thing that comes up, and that's why I move kind of quickly, although you can pause the recording of this and take more time for yourself. Another deep full breath in and out through your heart. What's the emotion that's connected to this belief? What's the emotion? What's the emotion that's connected to this belief that's really driving this belief? Is it anger or aggression or hostility or competition or fear, anxiety, shame, worry? Suffering, guilt, unworthiness, envy. What's the emotion that's driving or connected to the belief? So when you're having this belief that's driving the pattern, what are you really feeling? What's the emotion you're having? Again, telling yourself the truth, trust the first thing that comes up. And what part of your shadow might this be connected to? Is this the inner critic, the martyr, the victim, the procrastinator? Is this the narcissist? And if you're not sure, don't worry about that. If this doesn't come up easily for you, you can always investigate this a little bit later. But just trust whatever comes up. What part of, you know, is this hubris? What part of your shadow is people pleaser this connected to? So awareness precedes change. First, we have to be aware of what's going on, and then we can change it. So this is what the awareness piece has been. Now you know what your pattern is, what the belief is, what the emotion is, because the emotional energy is what you continue to put out that keeps the pattern alive, and that's what we need to switch. Now you've already done probably half your shift already, because awareness precedes the change. Just being aware sometimes is enough to tip it, but I always like to make sure, so we're going to go all the way through the process. Now it's decision time. Remember, to have a clear boundary, you need to have a clear yes, a clear no. Well, that's the same with yourself when you're telling yourself the truth, when you're shifting a pattern. You've been making an unconscious choice, and now it's time to make a really good conscious choice. So around this particular pattern and how it's been playing out, what is the new empowered choice it is time for you to make? What is the new empowered choice? Because remember, this has been disempowering for you. What's the new empowered choice that it's time for you to make? You could also translate this to, what is the new boundary I need to set up for myself or need to put in place for myself and others? What's the new empowered choice it's time for you to make? And write that down. Just be honest with yourself. Go with the first thing that comes up. And this is going to be the juxtaposed emotion. What's the new up-leveled feeling / emotion or elevated emotion that you need to have and that you're going to create in order to empower yourself? So you had the, you know, the emotion that was driving, that was connected to the belief. So this is the sort of the polar opposite. So what is with this new choice? So you making this new choice for yourself, what's the emotion, what's the feeling, the elevated emotion that you'll need to have, you want to have, you're going to choose to have in order to uphold this new choice for yourself? So is this going to be confidence? Is this going to be appreciation and gratitude? Maybe this is going to be a sense of expansiveness or alignment. What is, you know, a sense of freedom? What is the new up-leveled emotion feeling that will empower you in this new choice that you're making for yourself? So let's do a little deeper process around this. So close your eyes again. Take a deep, full breath if they're not already closed. And I want to invite you to imagine yourself making this choice. And as you're making this choice, you take a moment to just look back over your shoulder, from where you've come. That old pattern is behind you. That old belief is behind you. You're making a new choice. You're standing at the fork in the road. And as you're standing at that fork in the road, you're choosing to go down a different road now. And this road is the new choice that you're making. And notice where that's going to lead you. Notice how much more bounty that will bring into your business, having this pattern released, making a new choice for yourself and empowering it with feeling a different way, giving it different fuel. What's this going to make possible for you in your business? Really connect with that. How will this support your mission and your purpose? Feel that. As you're making this new choice and now walking down this other fork in the road, that connects you to so much more of what it is that you're here for, your gifts, what you're creating for yourself and for others through your business, through your movement in the world. And notice how you feel. And it's okay if there's more than one feeling here. Notice how you feel. Notice when you're walking this new path, that's really your true path, you being aligned with the truth of who you are and your gifts and who you're here to serve and when you're here to serve them and who you're in relationship within your business. And all of this leads to also opening up the doors to more wealth coming in through your business. How do you feel? You need to make this so much bigger, this feeling. Make it louder, make it bigger, like you have a big dial on your chest you can turn up to a 10 plus. So much bigger than that old emotion that was driving that old pattern, keeping you limited, keeping you in that stuck place where not only that was that hurting you and keeping you from your gifts, but that means that there's those that you're here to serve are not being served. What's that new emotion? And again, is it freedom? Is it just a sense of fulfillment? Is it, you just feel so expansive? Is it worthiness? Is it confidence? Stand in, feel that. Is it just courage? Is it just true divinity? Feel that. Breathe it and feel it. Allow your heart to burst open. Feel that in every level of your being. It's okay if you want or need to access a time you felt that way or you saw somebody else in that kind of an emotion. That's fine. Whatever it takes to get it to a 10 and plus. Put your thumb and your forefinger together or put your hand on your heart and physically anchor that in. You are so worth it. Take another deep, full breath and let the answer to this come up. What's one inspired action that I can take today? It's one inspired action that I can take today to create this better boundary, this new choice for me and my business. What's one inspired action that will support me in this? One more deep, full breath. Write that down and commit to when you're taking that inspired action. If it's more than one action, that's fine. Commit to when you're, write it down. When are you going to do it? And then you've got to put it on your schedule. Again, that's your boundaries with yourself and your time and putting yourself first. You hone your energy and your business will grow. Your mission in the world will grow. Your ability to touch who you've come here to touch. You've come to unlock something here in the world with your gifts. And let's tune in for which one of your sacred wealth code archetypes Or if there's more than one, that's fine. It really is here to support you with this shift today and with this inspired action. Which one of your sacred wealth code archetypes are you going to depend on